Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of April 2017, and this is the 557th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've spent today intending to write my Murmurs of Moll, and I've been looking for music to accompany my writing. I quite often do that if I've got a particular theme. I'll just see what music may go with that theme. And today I decided to look for Wind in the Willow music itself, music that had been composed for Wind in the Willows. And I found myself listening to a version. I think it's an Alan Bennett version, but I can't be sure. And the characters were played by, Ratty was played by Ian Carmichael, and Toad was David Jason, and I think Moll was Richard Pearson. It's a really fabulous version of it, and of course, because it was vocal rather than just music, I became totally engaged with listening to that and not writing very much. But it also really took me back to a version of... Sorry, I just got a little bit distracted. It took me back to a performance I'd gone to with my cousin, who was treating me and my daughter to see Wind in the Willows at the Old Vic. And I'm just going to have to pause this for a moment. Apologies, I've got a tickling cough that I've had for over a month now, and I'm absolutely fine, and then suddenly it catches up with me. Anyway, we went to this wonderful, wonderful performance of Wind in the Willows with Jeremy Sindon as Toad. It was a beautiful adaptation, and in the I'm not sure what it is, a Museum of the Moving Image perhaps in London. I'm not sure if that's exactly what it's called, or it might have been in the theatre, actually, a theatre history museum. They had film footage of the actors in this particular production learning how to be the animals they were playing. So they had film footage of them at Regent's Park Zoo copying various animals, trying to get into their characters, and it was very exciting watching that transformation, and they were very, very convincing, I must say. Jeremy Sindon was a wonderful Mr. Toad, and apparently it was the last part he played. He died very young, and I think he knew that he was ill, that he was in treatment every weekend as he was playing. So it was a bit of a last hurrah for Jeremy Sindon. And the other thing I really liked about it was apparently when Alan Bennett was writing the script for this play, and he was writing Toad's part, he had been writing a play about Anthony Burgess in Moscow, the spy Anthony Burgess. And he remembered how Anthony Burgess used to love driving around in big cars and was known for having accidents in it. And so it's quite likely that, as well as Kenneth Graham's Toad, Anthony Burgess influenced the way that Toad was written into this particular play. So I've had a really lovely time today not writing, or writing some. I've nearly written Murmurs, but I haven't quite. I've just really entered into enjoying listening to the play, or this particular version of the play, or the book. I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure what version it is that I've been listening to. It's a soundtrack by Keith Hopwood, and there's some really terrific songs in it, and very, very, very good characterizations. I think perhaps it's from a film of Wind in the Willows. Anyway, whatever it is, it's been a pleasure to listen to, and so I've had a sort of gentle Saturday. And now I'm just going to do this podcast, and I'm not going to write anymore. Well, actually, that's not true. I'm going to have a 20-minute session of writing Mole tonight. Maybe Murmurs will get done as well. I do hope that you've had a lovely day today, that if you haven't settled down to work and you were intending to, that whatever you have been doing instead has been really good fun. And if you have been engaged with your work, I do hope that that has proved a joy as well. But of course, it's Saturday today, and most people, or a lot of people, will be taking today off. And so planned for pleasurable things ahead of time rather than getting distracted into them. There were plenty of other things I might have done that would have helped towards keeping the house clean, but I didn't. And so I've had a nice day. I've had a nice day, and I can't wish for more. I hope you have a great day tomorrow as well, for Sunday. And thank you very, very much for listening, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.